making a distinction, say if it were a little one out in the country, private, on private property?
Not anymore so much. Used to, you know, way out in the country, it was a graveyard, and uptown was the cemetery, you know.
Yeah. Okay. What about people who are dressed in black at a funeral? You say they're in
mourning. Yeah.
If somebody asks you on an average day, how you doing?
Doing fine, doing all right.
Say if the children are out late and the wife's getting a little excited, the husband might say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
be worrying about it. Yeah.
What about a disease of the joints that makes them blow people get this?
Gout, rheumatism,
yeah.
Arthritis,
yeah.
Rheumatiz.
Is there any difference between arthritis and rheumatism?
Oh, yeah. Arthritis, I think, has to do with the, maybe with the muscles, you know, the way the muscles connect with the bone, and the rheumatism has to do just simply with bone against bone or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Jaundice? Yeah. Yellow jaundice.
Right. You heard of a disease that children used to get, they suffocate because they get sores in their throat, wouldn't be able to breathe.
And diphtheria?
Yeah.
Yeah, my daddy had that.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say if a person had a severe pain down here, he probably had an attack of
appendicitis.
Yeah. And say if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house pretty regularly, folks think he's getting serious about it. Say he's doing what he's so-and-so.
He's courting her. Sparking her, got the hots for her, you know. it's all whether it's your brother that's doing the talking or your mom and daddy, you know. He's courting her a little bit, owning up to her.
Is sparking used to?
Not so much, more or less a joking term, you know.
Yeah.
Sparking. Who you sparking, you know.
And you would call him her
boyfriend,
and
you know. Girlfriend. No more of the suitor stuff, you know.
Right.
And beau and brummel and all that crap.
Say if he came in late one night and little brother stayed up to catch him, and when he came in, so he had lipstick all over his collar and said, aha, you've been
smooching, you booger, you, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Parking, probably.
Right. Say if he asked her to marry him, but she didn't want him, you say she did what to him?
Turn him down, you know, put him off. Jilted it, really.
Yeah.
Is that what you're fixing to say? Well, when you jilt somebody, it's when you just, you know, you just jilt them, hell, you just get rid of them, you know. They think they just think you bad in love with them and you jilt them, you know.
Okay. What about at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom, you call him?
Best man. Mm-hmm.
What about the woman who stands up?
That's a maid of honor. If she's not married, matron of honor, I think, if she is, or something like that.
Around here, have you ever heard of anything going on after the wedding, said the couple's not going away, a lot of people might follow them back to the house, and I mean just get rowdy as all get out.
Like a serenade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they used to do that at Christmas time. You know, they don't do that anymore. They don't trick-or-treat like they used to, and they don't serenade. But used to at Christmas time, you'd go around, you know, under the auspices of singing carols, you know, or something like that, and you'd wind up blowing firecrackers at your girlfriend's window. And, you know, my daddy had a big time one time. Like, he had, you know, like six kids, some of them teenagers, you know, when he was 24. I mean, you know, I told you about that. You know, he's raising my mother's sisters, and a bunch of kids come up there serenading. And they were outside, and it was dark. God, it's dark. And we had a camera, which a lot of people didn't have. It had a flash attachment on it. He went outside and pew, flashed that camera, you know, behind an oak tree, boy, and they shit and left. I mean, it's...
have you ever heard that called the shivery?
No.
The
no.
Yeah. Say if a group of kids got together and hired themselves a band, you might say they were having a...
Throwing a party, yeah.
And when they get out and move around on the floor, they're having...
And dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Different types of company.
In Bruce, Mississippi, they have dances.
Dances.
But over here, they have a dance.
Yeah.
Different types of dances, you mean? What do you mean?
Any that come to mind, old time, nowadays.
What do you mean, like a barn dance?